WTAW News time is 6:05. It's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at the University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinern. Progress continues on three economic development projects in College Station. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says she can't reveal what may be taking place on 2818 near Dartmouth.
That's something that we talked about in executive session. I really can't.
Oh, you really can't do that.
I can't really discuss that with you at this time.
At the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center, which the city approved selling nearly 2 years ago for a retail and residential development, the mayor says there's no definite date for the demolition of existing buildings. As for the residential development approved about a year and a half ago to replace Texas World Speedway, Berry says the developer continues in the planning process and is working with city staff. The College Station City Council's next meeting is scheduled to include possible action on new regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber. During this week's council meeting, there was no opposition during a review of the proposal. Questions and requests from the council included getting feedback from Texas A&M. The Vice President for Municipal Affairs for A&M's Student Government Association, Wayne Beckerman, says students are Uber drivers and customers.
The student centers have not seen this particular ordinance. I would think that they would be fine with all the safety precautions. I have some questions about the insurance that students would have to have as Uber drivers, if that what type of a barrier that would be for some of our students.
One of two taxi operators was opposed to Uber drivers generally and students in particular. The other thanked the council for coming up with what he said was a reasonable solution. And an Uber general manager who was concerned about drivers being cited for misdemeanors was told it was consistent with other city ordinances and was punishable by a fine. The night before Thanksgiving, the Bryan Walmart on Briarcrest was evacuated after fires were set to two racks of clothing. After a Bryan fire investigator looked at store video, a Bryan man was arrested for arson. According to the arrest report, 42-year-old Robert Crawford Jr. admitted to possessing a lighter believed to have been used, but he denied setting the fires, which were put out before firefighters arrived. Bryan and College Station police arrest two groups of three teenagers the day before Thanksgiving.
Bryan police announced arrest of a 15, 16, and 17-year-old from five armed robberies 2 weeks ago that took place in the span of less than 2 hours. The 17-year-old Aristelion O'Brien is accused of all five. He's jailed on bonds totaling $250,000. The 16-year-old was held for three of the five and the 15-year-old in two of them. In College Station, multiple witnesses told police they saw two 12-year-olds and a 13-year-old looking into vehicles and pulling on door handles in the parking lot of an apartment complex off Southwest Parkway near Anderson. According to the CSPD news release, the boys were arrested after they admitted entering one of the vehicles. Owner reported nothing was taken. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Brazos County Tax Office is closed through the weekend. That may cause a kink if you are planning to renew vehicle registration or you're a property owner wanting to pay first half property taxes by Monday's deadline. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says one option is using the after hours drop box, but there is a deadline there and at the drive through of Monday at 5 p.m. Tax payments by mail must have a November 30th postmark, and online payments must be completed by Monday at midnight. Otherwise, property owners will have until January 31st to make a full payment. WTAW News time is 6:09. It's 71 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news on the way at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full-color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
Good morning at 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Cloudy and breezy through today with occasional showers. Could be a few moderate downpours. High temperature between 70 and 75 degrees. And the clouds stay with us for tonight. Again, some scattered showers. Lows near 50. Cloudy and cooler on Saturday. We're stuck in the 50s. More scattered showers around. Chance of showers on Saturday night, 47 to 52. And we're still mostly cloudy on Sunday with a few more showers and temperatures in the 50s. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit, with A&M being what amounts to world beaters in every sport ever invented in the history of mankind.
The weekend's not over.
No, but they looked pretty good so far. A&M basketball doing quite well in the Bahamas. A&M volleyball wins the SEC, and we'll also get you the high school playoff report with three teams left in the Brazos Valley. Four teams, actually, heading in round three. All that and more in sports at about 6:50.
Those were not the A&M teams I was concerned about.
They haven't played yet.
Weekend's not over. Police in Manchester, England, stopped by a house to talk to a man. Man wasn't home, but his brother was. He promised he would pass along to the officers the phone number that they gave him to call. When they left, the brother panicked, ran to the attic, started chucking large bags of cocaine and heroin out the window.
On the police?
Yeah. They couldn't help but notice. They decided to go back in. It's gonna be a good, good morning. I don't know what I was thinking. He probably didn't talk like that if he's from England.
Yeah. We got a lot of info.
Information.
Thought they wouldn't notice, maybe. Maybe he thought they'd already left. I'm not sure.
I'm still going to say the police department really needs to consider reimbursing these criminals for the time they save them.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, you're right. That's true, because this guy was just so jaw-droppingly stupid that they, yeah, probably should have done that.
Toyota Fun, Toyota Fun, Toyota Fun rocks with great big deals on a new set of wheels. Camry, Prius, RAV4 2 with 0% financing for you.
The holidays are back, and so is Toyotathon. Wrap up a great year-end deal on a reliable Toyota at our biggest event of the year. And every new Toyota comes with a 2 years or 25,000 miles no-cost maintenance plan. Hurry to your Toyota dealer today. Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months, plus $500 bonus, or $2,500 cash on a new 2015 Camry. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 11/30/15.
Hurry and don't delay, we'll see you here. It all ends January 4th. Our biggest and bestest event of the year. That's why Toyota-thon rocks.
Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify. RAV4 and Prius 2015 models only. Toyota Care covers normal factory scheduled service for 2 years or 25,000 miles, whichever comes first. See your participating dealer for details. Sale ends January 4th.
Yeah, that didn't even sound right there at the end as she tried to sing that, but that's all right. Never mind how many syllables are in there. Hey, so we didn't do a Thursday birthdays on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm remiss in my duties.
All right. Well, I'll go find those so we can do.
Do we have belated birthday music?
Oh, you know what is belated birthday
music? I don't know.
After all, okay.
Funeral dirge.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Here's Thursday's birthdays for you. Which, by the way, was National Cake Day. Don't know if you knew that. It's also National Day of Mourning, and also is Turkey Free Thursday.
What?
Yeah. I didn't have turkey. Yeah. Here we go, birthdays from Thursday. Tina,
I've got them if you want.
Oh, okay, good.
Natasha Bedingfield, 34 years old. Yeah. Mike Tuttle from American Chopper is 37. They called him Mikey. Popular's Tammy Lee Michaels is 41. Scott Addist is 50 from 30 Rock.
Yeah.
John McVie, Fleetwood Mac, is 70. Tina Turner is 76. Rich Little is 77.
I know he's still alive.
I thought he had passed, too.
We'll go have a look. Yeah, you got to hate that. It says something about his career, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it was Charles Schulz's birthday.
Oh, okay. But he has passed.
Yes, he has passed.
So today is the 27th of November. It's day 331. We got 34 of them to go. All right. So let me see. So birthdays for that. We got some birthdays for that.
Yeah, we do have. Audrey Peoples is 22 from Nashville. Jaleel White, who was Urkel, is 39, which is just weird. Michael Fortan is 47 from Alias. Robin Givens is 51. Fisher Stevenson, remember him? 52 years old.
Yeah.
Steve Odenkirk is 54. He's a comedy writer. Caroline Kennedy, sweet Caroline. That's what the song was about. She's 58. William Fitcher is 59 from Entourage. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, is 60. Curtis Armstrong, 62. He was Booger in the Revenge of the Nerds movies.
Mm-hmm.
And Catherine Bigelow is 64. From Hurt Locker. She directed it.
And, today is your welcome day.
Thank you. You're welcome.
It's Buy Nothing, B-U-Y, Nothing Day. What is that going to do? National Day of Listening. Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
Oh.
Yeah, but I mean, really, after yesterday. Really. Yeah. As we mentioned, Flossing Day. Saturday is Small Business Saturday. That's a good thing. Go support your small business. National Day of Giving, Red Planet Day, Make Your Own Head Day. National French Toast Day. And birthdays.
And Karen Gillian, 28 years old. She was one of the companions of Doctor Who, and she was Nebula in Guardians of the Galaxy, 28 years old. Mary Elizabeth Wystead's 31. Trey Songz is a singer. He's 31. Funny how his name works out that way. Alan Richardson, 31, from The Hunger Games. Chameleon Air, also a singer, is 36. Amy Garcia from Dexter, 37. John Stewart, 53. Alfonso Cuarón is 54. Judd Nelson, 56. Ed Harris, 65. Paul Schaefer from the Late Night Band, 66. And he is generally considered one of the best band leaders in the country. If they're doing a show, he's usually involved in it in some form or fashion. Randy Newman, Love Short People, in 72. Gary Hart is 79. And Berry Gordy Jr., the founder of Motown, is 86.
On Sunday, it's Square Dance Day.
Yeehaw!
Henry Ford required his workers in his auto plant to go to square dance lessons.
So they'd be nimble?
I don't know. Electronic Greeting Card Day and National Lemon Cream Day on Sunday. And birthdays of
Laura Moreno is 20 from Austin and Alley. Lucas Black, 33 from NCIS New Orleans. Lauren German is 37 from Chicago Fire. Anna Faris is 39, and she's in that new CBS comedy Mom.
Yeah.
Chadwick Boseman's 39 from Captain American. Brian Baumgartner is 43. He was the accountant and the drummer in the Police cover band Synchronicity in Scrantonicity in The Office. Who's Kevin?
Ah.
Gina Lee Nolan is
from SMU. Graduated from SMU.
I did not know that.
There you go. Yep.
Gina Lee Nolan from Baywatch, and she was a Barker's Beauty, is 44 years old. Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block, 47. Don Cheadle, who I actually like a lot,
he's
51.
Yeah.
Andrew McCarthy is 53. Tom Sizemore, what a waste. 54 years old. Yeah. Rahm Emanuel. Never letting that good tragedy go to waste
in
Chicago.
No, not at all, no.
56 years old. Howie Mandel is 60. Joel Cohen, one of the Cohen brothers, 61 years old. Gary Shandling, 66.
He's funny.
Yes. Jerry the King Lawler from the WWE is 66. Susie Chaffee, Susie Chapstick, 69. Chuck Mangione, feeling great at 75. And Vin Scully, 88 years old today.
Wow, 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 wow. All right, there you go. It's 6:18. You got a chance to really work, man. That's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
That's like 4 days worth. All right, there you go, 6:18.
Conservative Underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Was Obama misled about ISIS intelligence? Where does that come from? What, do they feed that to the stupid liberal media? No, he wasn't. He's ill-informed. There are reports he doesn't even read. Doesn't want to hear about ISIS. Hear about the intelligence that's being offered. Belgian security forces made more than a dozen arrests. They were involved in a series of raids hunting down suspected Islamic State militants. Obama, once again, he's engaging in spin and little happy talk and saying that ISIS cannot strike a mortal blow against the U.S., warning that overreacting to the Paris attacks would play into the extremist hands. We will destroy this terrorist organization. On average, you know how many bombs I read they're dropping a day? Seven.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com, geico.com.
With Ancestry.com, I've discovered so many exciting and new family stories. Well, I'm going to be giving this to my family this holiday. Starting today, Ancestry is offering the lowest price of the year on Ancestry DNA at TryAncestry.com. It's an unbelievable discount on a simple test that lets you look 1,000 years into your family's ethnic past. Plus, you also get huge savings on all Ancestry memberships. Give the gift of family. This offer is only available until Monday at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
For checks on Turkish food imports, taking aim at the country's economy. Yesterday, Turkey's president rebuffed Russian leader Vladimir Putin's request for an apology over the shootdown and says Turkey does not have to offer Russia any compensation. Our pay is up. Fewer of us need unemployment aid. More are buying new homes, and business spending is rebounding. A flurry of data released Wednesday signaled that the fundamentals of the economy remain solid, if unspectacular, 3 weeks before the Fed will likely begin raising short-term interest rates. Consumers appear relatively confident in the economy and may be poised to spend a decent chunk of their rising incomes during the holiday shopping season. If you always wanted a signed copy of a Harper Lee novel, now's your chance. HarperCollins is offering 500 collector's editions of Go Set a Watchman for $1,500. The 89-year-old signed the books over the past few months. That's your money now.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF. We create chemistry.
Today through Cyber Monday, Ancestry is offering the lowest price of the year on Ancestry DNA at TryAncestry.com. It's an unbelievable discount on a simple test that lets you look 1,000 years into your family's ethnic past. Also through Monday, save big on all Ancestry memberships. Give the gift of family and uncover the mysteries of your ancestors and ethnic origins. This offer is only available through Monday at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
American Lube Centers wants to thank you for your business, 6 years and growing. Hi, this is Debbie at American Lube Centers. We specialize in oil changes and preventative care. Come see us for all your manufacturer-recommended services. My guys and gals at American Lube Centers give you the award-winning service that you have recognized them for 6 consecutive years. American Lube Centers, fast, friendly service, your one-stop shop for your complete auto maintenance needs, and take care of your car or dually today with American Lube Center's bumper-to-bumper comprehensive detail at our Tower Point location.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Sioux Falls Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Before you start throwing $10 toasters in your cart this weekend, here are a few more things, because we brought up a couple, that you shouldn't spend money on for Black Friday. Electronics from brands that you've never heard of. They tend to be big sellers because they're the cheapest option, right? But that's usually because they are cheaply made, so they tend to get a lot more negative reviews online. Winter clothes, like coats and sweaters. Most stores drop their prices even further for Cyber Monday, so you'll get a better deal if you wait. Or you can just get the best deal and wait until January. Christmas decorations. Deals aren't actually that good right now because this is when people are normally buying them. So if you really want to be thrifty, use your old decorations one more time and wait until after the holidays to buy the new ones. And finally, doorbusters. Again, they're usually lower in products. And a lot of the time, they're things that you'd never buy if they weren't on sale. So before you try and roll somebody out of the way for that $30 fondue fountain, make sure you actually want it. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. Instead of putting yourself into debt, make your way down to David's and he'll talk to you about what it is that you actually have. I've told you that he buys and sells jewelry. In my case, just the other day, he bought some. As I was moving things around, trying to get my Christmas stuff ready, I found a couple old boxes of my mom's jewelry. Most of it was just junk. I thought all of it, really, to be quite honest, was junk. And I ended up walking out of there with a couple $100. I was stunned, but it was that easy. Walked in, here he goes, here's what I'll buy, here's what I want, and here's what I'll give you. So if you're looking for a little extra cash around the holidays or something exquisite and different, he has all of it at David's Jewelry and Coin. On Old College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find him online at David's Jewelry and Coins, that is plural, davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Hope your Thanksgiving was great, and thanks for listening.
Sovac City is your authorized dealer for Bernina sewing machines, and now is the best time of the year to buy them. Save thousands on Bernina embroidery and quilting machines. Get the Bernina Burnett Seville sewing machine for only $149. Want a special machine for that person that likes pink? Then look at the Sew Pink. It's specially priced for only $375, plus get a free $79 rolling case. Remember, this sale is Friday and Saturday only, so don't miss out on the special Bernina sale. Only at Sovac City and College Station. Come on down and see us.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's check some weather at 627. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Well, 50-50 chance of showers. High temperature today, about 77 degrees. This stuff has kind of stayed off. If you happen to see the football game in Austin, it was raining pretty heavily there for the beginning of that. But that stuff skirted us. That's okay. We'll get some. You don't have to worry about that. 49 for a low temperature tonight. That's the frontal passage. And with that comes a 70% chance of showers as the winds shift around to the north. Tomorrow, 60% chance of rain during the day with a high of 51. Low tomorrow night, about 47 with a 70% chance of rain. And then 60% on Sunday and 40% on Sunday night and 30% for the first 2 days of next week. So still some juicy atmosphere out there. Right now the winds are out of the southeast at 91% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 70, kind of a semi-muggy 72.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Dwelling on your past mistakes is not going to make your future very happy. So how do you let go of them? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Comfort means a state of feeling satisfied, and at thecompanystore.com, your comfort is our number one priority. For more than 100 years, the Company Store has handcrafted in the U.S. the very best bedding basics, unique items you won't find anywhere else, like our dual warmth comforters that keep you and your partner sleeping at just the right temperature. Bring comfort home today. Thecompanystore.com, 20% off your entire order plus free shipping with code RADIO at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We are all about comfort.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
You often hear the advice that it's important to make peace with your past, but what does that mean exactly?
Well, in the simplest terms, I think making peace with your past is finding something good, some value, some gold in it.
Debbie Ford, author of the book The Dark Side of Light Chasers.
You know, most of us have had bad things happen to us growing up. So we make peace when we find the gift, when we really say, there has to be value in here somewhere. Where is it? What could I learn? What could I take away?
Debbie says resentment is a big reason why some people get stuck in their past.
You know, pettiness is rampant And we will hold on to our resentment. We will make somebody wrong. And we will kill off our own power and our own happiness in order to prove that we're right and they're wrong.
Debbie says this happens a lot when couples get divorced.
Because the ones that have been left usually choose to prove their partner screwed up their life. Now, that is one choice, right, they can make. And then they will follow that path and prove that their life can't be great anymore. Or they have to come back to ground zero and say, I have got to take on my own life and know that it's my responsibility. And this is the work that can really heal one's heart.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. City councils in College Station and Bryan are getting closer to taking action on regulating ride-sharing companies like Uber. The College Station Council held a workshop this week and is tentatively set to vote December 10th. The Bryan Council will hear a proposal similar to College Station's on the 15th. The council heard from two taxi operators who had differing opinions. Ken Henson thanked Mayor Nancy Berry for what he described as a reasonable solution.
Ma'am, to me, in America, we have a free enterprise. Anybody can open any kind of business. I just ask that the level playing field be applied to any TNC, like a taxi.
Jacob Yemi was opposed to Uber drivers in general and college students behind the wheel in particular.
How do you put a driver on the street that is not a qualified driver? The students, they are young, they don't feel anything wrong.
The council asked staff to get feedback from Texas A&M's Police Department and Student Senate. Two and perhaps three major property developments in College Station remain in their infancy. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs gave an update regarding a residential and retail development to the former Chimney Hill Shopping Center on University, which the city approved selling almost 2 years ago.
We're hopeful that it's going to start soon, but we don't know. We know that the developer and the owner are working on it, and we hope that they're going to start demolishing and turning dirt soon, but we don't really have a definite date on that.
As for residential development approved by the council in March of last year to replace Texas World Speedway,
that's going to be called Southern Point. We haven't received any submittals lately, but they are in the planning process, and they're talking about, you know, utilities, water and sewer lines to serve Southern Point, and our planning staff is still working closely with the developer.
And at this week's council meeting, the agenda included a proposed economic development agreement for a project on 2818 near Dartmouth. The mayor says that discussion took place in executive session. The Bryan Walmart store on Briarcrest was open Thanksgiving morning following an evacuation the night before due to an arson. According to the arrest report from the Bryan Fire Department, 42-year-old Robert Crawford Jr. of Bryan was seen on store video leaning into a clothes rack. That was followed by a spark or flash in the rack and a fire growing as Crawford left the area. The video also showed Crawford throwing away a lighter, which was recovered. Crawford told the fire investigator, according to the arrest report, that the lighter belonged to him but denied setting fires to two clothes racks. The fires were extinguished before firefighters arrived, but fire equipment was used to remove smoke from the building. Six teenagers were arrested Wednesday by local law enforcement.
Bryan police say three are accused of participating in a series of five armed robberies in less than 2 hours earlier this month. 17-year-old Ayers De Leon of Bryan was arrested on five counts of armed robbery. He's held in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling $250,000. 16-year-old was arrested in three of the five cases and a 15-year-old for two of the five. BPD news release did not break down the trio's participation in which incidents took place November 14th. In College Station, police arrested two 12-year-olds and a 13-year-old for breaking into a vehicle. It's after the boys were seen in the parking lot of the Cedar Ridge apartment complex off Southwest Parkway near Anderson. Witnesses told officers two juveniles were seen looking into vehicles and pulling on door handles while the third was acting as a lookout. According to a CSPD news release, the boys admitted opening an unlocked door to enter a vehicle and looking in the center console and glove box. The vehicle owner said no property was taken. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Monday will be an especially busy day at the Brazos County Tax Office since it's the last day of the month, not only for vehicle registrations, it's also the last day for Brazos County property owners who want to split their tax payment in half.
And then they have all the way until June 30th of the following year to get that second payment in. No penalty or interest.
Payment options are limited because the tax office is closed today in addition to Thanksgiving. Tax assessor collector Christy Rose says there is an outside drop box.
We also have a secure safe in drive-through lane number one, which you can pull up to. You need to get out of your vehicle, though. You can't do it from the window. And insert your payment at the top of that unit, and it drops into a secure safe inside the building.
There is a deadline of Monday at 5 p.m. at the drop box, as well as the drive-through if you're trying to make the November 30th deadline. Otherwise, property owners have until January 31st to make their payment in full. The next time your trip is in the air, leave one thing out of your travel photos.
It's your boarding pass. Security expert Adam Levin, author of Swipe, says that little piece of paper has all sorts of info. It's got a barcode. There are sites and apps which can read that.
You can find out flights you've been on, future flights you're going to take, and people have a way of manipulating data so they can actually get information from these websites. They can even change your seat. They can cancel a ticket if they want to.
He says there have been incidences of people who've been stealing miles from frequent flyer programs and selling them. Levin cautions every piece of information you leave behind is the key to another piece of info, and enough gets out, you're in the crosshairs for identity theft. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 71 degrees. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Learn about tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home.
Ron, tell me, you offer the beautiful guarantee here at Aggie Lane Corporate One. What is the beautiful guarantee?
The beautiful guarantee really says that you are going to love your carpet or we'll replace it for free. We want you to love the style that you chose, and if you're not happy with it, we want you to let us know.
Well, no one has that kind of guarantee.
In the United States, we're the only ones that have a guarantee like that.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 6:39. Got some weather brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
Cloudy and breezy through today with occasional showers. Could be a few moderate downpours. High temperature between 70 and 75 degrees. And the clouds stay with us for tonight. Again, some scattered showers. Lows near 50. Cloudy and cooler on Saturday. We're stuck in the 50s. More scattered showers around. Chance of showers on Saturday night, 47 to 52. And we're still mostly cloudy on Sunday with a few more showers and temperatures in the 50s. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I just don't think I've ever been a part of anything like this.
That's Coach Lori Corbelli after the ladies won the SEC championship, knocking off Missouri. We'll have more on A&M volleyball, A&M football, A&M basketball, knocked off number 10 on the men's side, and the ladies start playing today in Las Vegas. All that and a ton more, including Tony Romo being out again. We'll do it for you in Sports Center about 11 minutes.
So, yeah, pretty good finish to the regular season.
Yeah.
For the volleyball team.
13-0.
Yeah, again.
One more left.
Wowzer.
Yeah, knocked off the two teams in front of them to finish up the season. So
yep.
It's kind of fun. All right, so let's see. The president doing what presidents do, I guess, around Turkey Day.
Pardoning turkeys?
That's exactly right.
Thanksgiving is a day for food and football and for hoping the turkey didn't turn out too dry. But it's also a day to count our blessings and to give back to others.
Yeah.
A reminder that no matter our circumstances, all of us have something to be grateful for.
As you may have heard, for months there has been a fierce competition between a bunch of turkeys trying their way into the White House. Well, today I can announce that the American people have spoken and we have two winners. Their names are Honest and Abe. I confess that Honest looks like good eating, but this is a democracy. Abe is now a free bird. He is TOTUS, the Turkey of the United States.
You remember last year when his daughters got ripped on social media because they weren't smiling during this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Turkey lives matter, too, by the way.
Yeah, you know, you're right. They do. And, of course, it's for the people who aren't paying attention, they're really confused because they're not understanding that, you know, this turkey got pardoned and, you know, there was a turkey that shot a plane down. So how could that be, you know? Well, excuse me. Am I wrong?
No.
Am I underestimating how stupid some people are? Oh, I've been hearing about turkey all week. It must be Thanksgiving. Yeah. Kudos to the president of Turkey. Because Putin, you know, saber rattles and says, you know, you people need to apologize for this. And this, you know, this guy, this president of Turkey, I can't even pronounce his name, but I mean.
Brown.
Yeah, that'd be the one. I mean, he pretty much pulling a Donald Trump.
Sit down.
I mean, he just told Putin, you know, back off. Don't be saying that kind of stuff about us. You know, we're going to defend our borders, and you should be ashamed of yourself for the things that you're saying.
Goodness.
I don't know that our president would have said that.
There's a meme on Facebook that's really funny along those lines with pictures of all the presidents from different countries, like Netanyahu and the Sultan, or not the Sultan of Brunei, but anyway, a military people, and then President Obama on a 3-speed bike with a bike helmet on.
Oh, there you go. Kind of like Michael Dukakis and the yes. all over again, right? Well, the president, howsomever, Patrick, thank you for bringing this to my attention because I don't think we would have noticed it. The president on Wednesday signed the defense policy bill.
He was against it before he signed it.
That's right. And if you'll remember, this was back before he became president. As a candidate, he was saying he was going to close Guantanamo. Well, they put in some language there that makes it tough for him to close Guantanamo. And
because they can't cut the prisoners can't come to American prisons.
Exactly. And you know, then what are we having to do? We're having to make deals with foreign
release
countries
them.
To take these people.
Release them.
Yeah,
no
sure.
big deal.
All right.
I mean, Bo Bergdahl didn't do too much.
Yeah, no.
Actually, and give them transportation. Do we give them a voucher to someplace?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. Voucher to your favorite country? I mean, yeah. Anyway, the president issued a signing statement, which is doesn't happen so often, pretty much talking about the provisions in the bill that would block the president from being able to move the Guantanamo prisoners into facilities within the United States. You know, basically, when it's all said and done, I think they would do everything they need to really put those individuals from Guantanamo into solitary situations. But it's such an emotionally charged issue that he's not going to be able to get any traction on this thing. That's just, I mean, used to be in Guantanamo, really bad dudes. We're going to put them in America? No, I mean that just doesn't look right at all.
That's a quintessential NIMBY.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, really. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. That would be the all-time NIMBY. Okay, buckle your seatbelts. How about Rick Perry re-entering the presidential race?
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Saw that on Texas Tribune.
Bring Back Leadership PAC Tuesday launched itself with the goal of showing Perry that there is still ample support for him among Republican primary voters, even if his second bid for the White House did not go according to plans. Nathan Walder, who is a Perry supporter, who is helping to lead this super PAC, said, We've got the sense that he wants to get in. Yeah, I think we all knew that. Publicly, he has expressed openness to resuming his campaign. So he's made a handful of media appearances, taken a road trip to California, spent time with his family at his new home near Round Top. Perry's camp could not immediately be reached for comment.
Interesting.
Super PAC efforts face a steep climb, obviously, with filing deadlines approaching. A few signs that the broader electorate is hankering for a return of a candidate who was polling in single digits?
If that.
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
I'm looking at all the single-digit candidates now that I want out.
Well, you know, you're right. Yeah, we don't really need to be adding another single-digit candidate. And you know what? Look, I think everybody understands what he's saying. They got his message, okay? It just didn't, you know, it just did not stick. Now, again, everybody keeps waiting and wondering when Donald Trump gets out, but even if Trump were to get out of the race, that doesn't mean that there's any great vacuum that Perry's going to be able to step in and fill. Again, Ted Cruz is going to be the one who'll be the beneficiary, assuming that Trump gets out.
It is interesting to see the fall of Carson reciprocated in the rise of Cruz.
It is, and I don't understand the fall of Carson necessarily.
I mean, I sort of do.
Well, okay, go ahead.
I feel like he's just stepped on his
tongue.
Yeah, a lot.
The thing is, and the foreign policy situation, obviously, when he says learning curve, that scares people. But look, I don't care who that person is who's the president. They're going to need advice from people who know a lot more about these subjects than they do.
Absolutely. There's no way we got to this point without great advisors.
Yeah, really.
Team, past 7 years.
Team building is important, yes, because if you don't, you end up where we are. You have to bring in people who have been in this situation, who understand this thing. I mean, we had one who officed 5 miles away from here for a while, Ryan Crocker. That guy knows more about the Middle East than anybody who's on staff in the White House right now, and we know that. He's probably one of the top two authorities in the world on the Middle East.
Yeah.
So what happens
he
is...
He gets it.
Yeah. So a presidential candidate, I mean, when he becomes elected, he will call on people like that to give him the information. Now,
versus what we have now, which is what we talked about this earlier in the week, and Rush spent a whole lot of time on it, that President Obama said, hey, these reports don't look great. Let's make them sound a little better. And then when it came time to, you know, when his number came up, he said, oh, wait, that's not what the report said. Well, no, because you changed it.
Okay, I don't know that I can put that on Obama, but I can put it on his administration.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, you know, but yeah.
Buck stops there, though.
Right. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, it could have been his chief of staff or whoever who decided to do that, but, to use prettier pictures.
He built his own echo chamber.
Right. But, well, again, right. You're either responsible or irresponsible, right? That goes back to Tricky Dick. All right, 6:48.
Right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Texas cities have taken responsible stands toward controlling erosion in recent years, and we gardeners need to also. After all, our home landscapes comprise thousands of square miles of Texas soils, and we want it all to stay right in place. Erosion not only wastes valuable topsoil, but it also washes into our rivers and lakes, and that's not good either. I have some practical ways to reduce the impact of soil erosion. If you live on a slope, for example, in a developing area of Texas or elsewhere, I'll have details of what you can do right after this message. Are you looking for the perfect gift? I might have it for you. It's Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my newest book. Not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening from 25 years ago. That's the one you'll find in stores. That's the one you'll find on Amazon. This book is so much better. 840 new photographs, 344 pages, completely different format. It even has a chapter telling you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your garden. Three of us did the entire book. It is self-published and was printed in Texas. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be getting a signed copy, personalized if you wish. Remember, not in stores, not on Amazon. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or order anytime at neilsperry.com. N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y, neilsperry.com. Turf is the best deterrent to erosion. Plant a durable type of lawn grass and tend to it regularly to keep it low and dense. Common Bermuda grass is the most practical solution for most of Texas. It's quick, it's affordable, and it's adapted to all Texas soils and climates. However, other grasses such as St. Augustine, Zoysia, and the many hybrid Bermudas are also very capable of stopping erosion. Having a thick stand of vigorous turf comes as close to preventing erosion as anything else you can do. When it comes time to plant grass on new ground, if a slope is involved, encircle the slope with rings of sod laid end to end. Even if you end up seeding the rest of the slope, the solid strip of sod will slow the flow of the water down the hill. You'll be amazed at how much difference that will make in the runoff. Of course, new grass isn't going to grow very well until warm weather returns, so wait until April or May to disturb the soil if you can. If you have to expose the soil now, consider solid sodding to prevent erosion over the winter. Bermuda has the best chance of surviving plantings at this time of year. Ground covers also work well at holding soil, especially the types that form dense roots very quickly. You can help hold the soil in place in the interim by laying jute landscape netting in place before you plant the ground cover. The netting is coarse with large gaps. Snip it only enough to plant through it. Runoff water will flow down the slope on the ribs of the netting rather than on top of the ground. Be careful as you lay the netting in place and plant through it that you don't trample the soil beneath it. If the netting doesn't make good contact with the soil, erosion can occur beneath it. The netting will deteriorate over 12 to 18 months as the ground cover is filling in. By then, the biggest risk to erosion will have passed. Of your ground cover choices, Mondo grass is the one of the best in holding the soil. It's well suited to almost any soil. That's what I use in my landscape, and I've been very happy with it. You could also use purple winter creeper euonymus. It will do a good job. Asian jasmine does as well. You can plant these in the fall, but actually spring is the very best time to get them started. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. We are in the middle of the high school football playoffs. Let's kick things off with Zach Taylor in the high school football report.
It's week three of the 5A high school football playoffs, and there are still three Brazos Valley teams in the hunt. The College Station Cougars, coming off a very convincing 52-7 win over Houston North Forest, head to the Woodlands tonight to take on Angleton. Now, despite the Wildcats' 7-5 record, College Station coach Steve Huff says they are still a very dangerous team.
I think as the years go along, they just finally got the players where they want them. They're young. They're kind of like we are. They're a young team in spots, playing some sophomores and a bunch of juniors. And, you know, slowly but surely they've got, and Coach Roark does such a good job. And, you know, this is a program that's been there and done that.
Kickoff between the Cougars and Wildcats is at 7 o'clock, with pregame starting at 6:30 on Peace 107. Tomorrow, the Bryan Vikings go to the University of Houston to match up against undefeated George Ranch. The Longhorns eliminated Coach Ross Rogers and the Vikes in last year's regional round behind elusive running back Darius Anderson.
He's a whirling devil. I mean, you hit him and he spins. That's something we work on, spinning a lot. But they seem to really incorporate it. These kids, running backs, and we keep emphasizing our defensive guys, we have got to tackle at the legs. We've got to pull them together. Because if you get them, hit them up high, they're going to spin off of you.
Game time for that one is set for tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Sports Radio 1150. And also in action tomorrow are the A&M Consolidated Tigers. Coach Dave Ratfield's squad is coming off a dominating 49-0 win over Magnolia, but he knows they'll face a tougher test tomorrow against the ever-improving Ridgepoint Panthers.
They went 1-2 in non-district, just like we did, had one struggle against their main rival and fell short, but they have continued to get better and better.
Kickoff for that one is slated for tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. at NRG Stadium in Houston. Pregame with Mike and Mark gets underway at 5 on Maverick 100.9. Rounding out area play, Navasota squares off with Carthage tonight at 6 on Navasota News 1550. And the BVCHEA Mustangs play the Fort Bend Chargers home school tomorrow at 1:30 for the TCAL six-man state title. Remember to listen to any game on the Bryan Broadcasting family of stations. Just head over to RadioAguilan.com. And to keep up with your favorite teams anytime, go to BrazosFootball.com. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thank you, Zach. On now to the hardwood, where number 19 Texas A&M Volleyball won its first ever conference championship, capturing the Southeastern Conference title outright with an exciting 5-set win over Missouri in Columbia on Wednesday. Coach Lori Corbelli says this team is just special.
We made changes in our lineup to overcome that, to overcome a team at home, down 2-1, down 22-20. I just don't think I've ever been a part of anything like this until now. And this group will always be so special to John and I. It's just a group that just refused to lose. And I'm just super proud to be a part of that.
Ladies close out the regular season in Arkansas tomorrow. First serve against the Razorbacks at 1:30 at Barnhill Arena in Fayetteville. And a little more hardware for that same volleyball team, where A&M setter Stephanie Ipley named SEC Player of the Year and Coach Lori Corbelli named SEC Coach of the Year. In addition, A&M middle blocker Jasmine Babers and Shelby Sullivan joined Ipley on the 18-member All-SEC team. We'll keep it on the hardwood, but move it to the Bahamas for A&M men's basketball, ranked number 25 in the country. They knocked off Texas day before yesterday, 84-73. And then yesterday, Daniel House scored 19 points, and the Aggies edged number 10 Gonzaga 62-61 in a nail-biter to advance to the title game. Aggies will face Syracuse in the championship game today at 2 o'clock, right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. A win today would give A&M its first in-season tournament title since the Aggies won the 2007 NIT tip-off in New York. Texas A&M football heads into their regular season finale, looking to improve on what bowl they'll be attending, while LSU and Les Miles, on the other hand, are trying to stop a three-game skid heading into the contest in Baton Rouge. The powers that be say the decision about the Mad Hatter's job will come sometime shortly after the Aggs and Tigers finish things up. That's all the off-the-field stuff. What does Miles think about the Aggs between the hash marks?
Looking at Texas A&M, very good football team, 8-3. Coach Sumlin's done a very good job, had a nice win over Vanderbilt. You know, he's, of course, they got a defensive coordinator I'm very familiar with, and he's a very talented coach, and we'll look forward to hosting him in our stadium. It's always going to be a hard-fought game. It's always going to be close. It's a great rivalry game, but we'll look forward to taking the field in Tiger Stadium and on senior day and playing very hard and playing for victory.
Pregame at 5:30. Kickoff is at 6:30. All of it on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Texas A&M soccer returns to action today as they travel to Tallahassee for a match in the NCAA Elite Eight. The ladies take on Florida State this afternoon at 1 o'clock. You can actually catch that game on The Zone 102.7 FM. A jump into the NFL, where the Carolina Panthers remained perfect after shellacking the Dallas Cowboys and knocking Tony Romo out of the game again.
Tony, did you refracture the collarbone on that play?
We'll see tomorrow when we go get the CT scan and everything. Obviously, it, you know, doesn't feel right, so we'll see. It has a similar type feeling, but you never know until you go in and get an x-ray and do all that other stuff and CT scan.
The Panthers popped the Pokes 33-14. Romo was taken off the field at the end of the third quarter with another possible left collarbone injury. Missed the first 7 weeks this season with the same injury. The Green Bay Packers lost their fourth in five games as the Chicago Bears rolled out of Lambeau Field with a 17-13 victory. NCAA football last night saw the Red Raiders of Texas Tech beat the Longhorns 48-45. And unfortunately, some sad news. Former University of Houston men's basketball coach Guy Lewis has passed away at the age of 93. Lewis coached the Cougars for 30 years, what was best known for leading Phi Slamma Jamma to two consecutive berths in the NCAA title games back in the 80s. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
NC State should have never won that game. Cougars should have won that national championship.
I couldn't agree more.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Show me a sign. Build me a banner. CC Creations is known for full color indoor and outdoor signs, banners, vehicle wraps, and graphics. Wall wraps, too, of all sizes, shapes, and colors. The experienced staff of custom designers at CC Creations will amaze you with their creativity and and productivity. If your business, event, church, or school needs that added punch of excitement, custom-made especially for you, shop CC Creations. From temporary to permanent signage needs, CC Creations is your trusted sign source. CCCreationsUSA.com.
Really changeable weather today. Look.